new technology. I had never, even though I did worked in the Visual Studio every single day for 2 years back on my on this project back in college called WebTop. We were simulating physics experiments, okay. Like a laser or wavelengths. We would do it in virtual reality or VRML, and so we use Visual Studio J++. So I had was used to using Visual Studio all the time. But then when I moved here and it was .NET, I had never heard of .NET because we hadn't released yet. Yeah. And so I had to get caught up on all the .NET technology. I had to relearn the shell because it was a new shell. Not just learn it as a user, but learning how to test, or as a tester, learn how to test because that was a different aspect of it. Learn how to, like when you write a bug, that's you have to be somewhat assertive to aggressive that you're going to follow that bug through. You can't just rate it and then walk away.
Yeah.
I thought when the first time I opened the bug, I was like, wow, I'm like saying that something's wrong with this. And now, you know, it's no big deal, but at the beginning, it's like, wow, I'm challenging someone. And so you have to have a lot of self-confidence and you have to be like willing to fight for what, you know, you feel is right every time you open one of those. So that was the learning that meetings and email, there are a lot of social things.
Yeah.
And then just some different processes that we have here. So there's always something going on. And then like with Longhorn and then all the new Avalon controls, I haven't wrapped up on that yet. So I know I'm gonna have to learn all of that and also the new versions of accessibility and how that is gonna affect us eventually. There's always stuff to learn.
Oh, yeah.